Kill Pop Culture listeners. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? We're back.
No, seriously, what's up? I haven't heard from you guys in a while. We need some emails going.
Yeah. You guys have got to start doing a little better. I mean, you're slacking as much as we are.
Well, you're going to have some great opportunities coming up really soon to send us some nice, good emails. And by the way, I realize a lot of people don't like actually do email anymore. Most people just send messages on Facebook. That would be fine. If you shoot us a message on Facebook, that's the same as emailing us. If you don't want to email us at killpopculture69@gmail.com, then just shoot us a message on Facebook. That's the same thing.
Or if you've got our number, text us.
Don't text me.
He won't answer if you
I
do.
I won't answer it. All right, so here's the thing. As we sit here and record this podcast, it is Tuesday, August the 30th. There's one more day left in August. And then
we are a month away.
Then we're going to be a month away from October. And as everybody knows, October for Kill Pop Culture is a big deal. We treat the whole month like it's Halloween. Halloween isn't just one day for us. It's a whole month, because the whole month of October we do spooky stuff. Really cool, fun, interesting, spooky things, paranormal related.
Dude, mostly. You guys worked my butt off last year, and I wasn't even actually a part of the podcast at that point.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to clarify something from, I think it was last week's show, as I was listening back. When I told you had moved up in the world,
right?
I didn't mean you had moved up from a paranormal investigator to a host. I meant you had moved up from a guest on the show host of the show.
I understand that. I knew what you were talking about.
When I heard it back, I was like, "Hey, you've moved up in the world." It made it sound like
I knew what you were talking about. This year is going to be a little bit busier for me, I think, than last year was, because I'm doing podcasts plus the paranormal stuff.
Yeah, we've got a lot of cool things we're lining up. I mean, I know you think, well, you know, we got a whole month, but in podcast preparation terms, that's like tomorrow.
Yeah.
But we've already got most of the stuff ironed out. We still got some phone calls I got to make tomorrow. There's still a lot of stuff that is unconfirmed that we can't talk about. But there's a couple of things we can tell you for sure, and we'll tell you right now. I'll get you to go ahead and tell them about the guest. One of the first guests we're going to have on the show.
Right. The first guest we're going to have on the show is Miss Shannon Byers. She is a paranormal genealogist, which basically means she goes in, she knows her stuff. She studies her history of the background of the places. She goes in and she tries to debunk the folklore, or as she calls it, fake lore, of a lot of the modern day hearsay of, you know, certain places. Yeah, she's based out of Atlanta, Georgia. She is a co-founder of Timeless Paranormal out of Atlanta, Georgia. Carried on a good conversation with her earlier. She knows her stuff.
You pronounce Atlanta differently than I do.
How do you say it?
Atlanta. You said Atlanta.
Atlanta. It is Atlanta.
So there's a place called Atlanta, and it's at it.
How do you say turtle?
Oh my God, seriously, you say it like that?
I do. I say turtle.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's terrifying. Proceed.
How do you say your face? But anyway, she is going to be on the show with us. She's going to be our first installment of Halloween month. You know, we're big in the paranormal stuff. I'm big in the paranormal stuff. I have the paranormal team, you know, with my buddies at Deep South Paranormal. Hey, shameless.
It's worthy of a shameless promotion.
There we go. But we're trying to bring in, you know, a lot of different aspects and venues of things, not to do a repeat of what we did last year. Last year was phenomenal, and we stayed busy with it, but we're trying to do a little more with it this year. And
we
got to
one-up ourselves, man, because a lot of people are still to this day talking about the month of October for last year.
Like Gulf Ordnance especially.
Yeah, that was the grand finale. That was the Halloween special. And that's going to be hard to top, but I think we're going to do it, because speaking of Shannon Byers, not only has she got her own paranormal team, she's on the Kenny's Geeks and Ghosts podcast.
Yes, she is.
She's doing some appearances. She's going to be at Dragon Con, which is a huge deal. Dragon Con's huge. And she's also going to be at Scarefest this year.
Talk about how busy and stuff. I mean, earlier today, me and our good buddy Anthony Camp went...
Y'all did a walkthrough.
Yeah, we did a walkthrough of a couple of different places. I mean, we just...
Scooping it out.
Yeah, we just headed up the road and decided we were going to go check out a couple of
these... Doing the field work.
Yeah, doing a couple of these potential places and stuff like that. And I mean, getting our foot in the door and just... We're trying to make Halloween...
Well, that was going to be my next thing,
another
actually.
Special.
I think it's safe to go ahead and announce that we are going to be doing something at the Athens Jailhouse this year, which is really cool. Because I made a list last year of the places I wanted to do the actual Halloween special at. Of course, the Gulf Ordnance plant was on there, and that worked out. But another one on the list that I've always wanted to do is the Athens Jailhouse.
Yeah.
There's so much history there. That's you mentioned history when you were talking about Miss Shannon Byers. That's my favorite part of the paranormal, because I've said it a million times. I'm more paranormal curious. I'm not going to tell you I believe in ghosts, and I'm not going to tell you I don't believe in them. I just love hearing the stories. Even if you're not into paranormal at all, it's still fun stories, man. And there's a lot of history and cool stuff to hear about.
Like, exactly.
You can enjoy a story and not believe it. Think about all the stories you watch on TV and listen to every day that aren't real. If you don't believe them, that's fine. You can still enjoy it.
Me and Anthony are both big history buffs. And we were talking about, like, the whole Battle of Gettysburg. That'd be a great place to do an investigation once we strike it rich. But
any day now.
Yeah, any day. But, I mean, it's just the history behind it. There's so much. I mean, not everybody's a history buff. I get that. But not everybody's a comic book nerd either. I can't fault you for that. But... Me personally, I am, and Anthony, me and him carried on a great conversation about all the pros and cons of, you know, making a trip like that, because, I mean, there's more pros to it than there are cons, because even if you don't have any kind of paranormal experience, it's just the fact that you've been to such a historical place.
Right, and speaking of the history, that goes back to the Athens Jailhouse. That whole thing, and I don't want to spoil it or give too much of it away, but I'll give you the quick rundown. Athens, Mississippi, was its own... It was actually the county seat in, like, the... I don't know, I'm probably totally off on my timeline, but, like, maybe the 20s or later, like, a long time ago.
Way before we were born.
Yeah, a million years before we were born. We'll get all our timeline stuff accurate when we do our interviews and research and stuff. But anyway, Athens was an entire town, and it was the county seat. They wound up moving the county seat to Aberdeen, and Athens basically just dissolved. It just went away.
A lot of that had to do with the railroad and the river coming through.
Well, yeah, Amory is a big railroad town. Athens kind of dissolved. It became a community, and still is today. But all that's left of the original city is the jailhouse. It's the only building left standing. And I've heard... so many stories, like my whole life living in this area. I mean, Athens Jailhouse is what? How long did it take y'all to get there? 20 minutes, maybe 15?
About 15 minutes.
It's far from here at all.
It seems like a long drive, but it's really not. You just got to know where you're going.
Yeah, you can get lost in those back roads real quick.
Yeah.
But I've been hearing stories my whole life about that place being haunted and about, you know, that was back when the laws were really weird. Like, there's definitely a more complicated process nowadays. You wouldn't execute people in jail, but I mean, they had a hanging tree. It's rumored that they hung people in the jailhouse.
No, they hung people in the hanging tree across the road.
But right, I've heard that, but I also heard that they have executed people in the jailhouse.
Right,
that was back, like, if you were convicted of a crime that's punishable by death locally, they just went ahead and took care of it right then and there.
So don't steal nobody's newspaper or nothing.
A whole lot of stories that relate to that kind of thing. And there's a cemetery. Is it right across the road?
Yeah, it's right across the road. It's supposed to be mega haunted.
We're going to have some people on here that have a lot of unique knowledge of that place and Athens in general. We're going to do interviews with people on the history of the place, and we're also going to go there and do like a little paranormal investigation on site that's going to be on the show. So a lot of there's probably going to be, I'm sure, a whole show dedicated just to that.
Yeah.
Also, we've got an interview with our sponsors that you'll hear from in a minute from Shadow Stalkers Paranormal. We're going to have them on the show. We've never actually had them on. So we're going to interview them and talk to them about some stuff they've got going on and things they have coming up. I don't know the when, but I know that there will be another Amory Museum / Sanatorium thing this year, right?
Yeah. Not sure right now exactly what the date is for the Deep South Paranormal. I know Shadow Stalkers is working on a potential date, too. Both groups are good. I mean, come out, check both groups
out. We'll definitely be at one of those, or both.
Well, Deep South Paranormal, we're talking about doing some other potential big stuff down the line too for the, you know, the rest of the month. A lot of that just depends on scheduling, but we're hoping that it's going to turn out the way that we're hoping it's going to turn out.
I think that's all we've got on the books that's kind of confirmed. So many more things. Like I said, I've got a whole list I'm looking at right now of phone calls I have to make tomorrow and emails I need to send out. But going back to how that involves you guys and emails, we want to hear your ghost stories. And everybody's got one. It's funny because even people that don't believe in ghosts at all have a ghost story. Everybody's heard something or have a family member that something happened with or to, and everybody's got a ghost story. I mean, they do. I've got one.
Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say. What's this rumor that I heard yesterday that there might be a ghost story from our very own Mark?
Yeah, I'll tell my ghost story this Halloween season. And don't get your hopes up. I mean, it's not this big elaborate thing. I've never actually seen a ghost. I will go ahead and put that out there now. I've never laid eyes on what I thought was an apparition. Although, I will tell you, I lived in a house that I believe to be haunted.
It might be aliens.
I lived in an alienated, haunted house. And there were some weird things that happened there, man. And one thing in particular that I will
elaborate
tell on the show.
Right.
Not that I've been saving it for any particular reason. I guess I didn't think it was interesting enough compared to some of the stuff we've heard on here. But still, it freaked me out. And maybe you'll get.
I'm looking for another good picture like we got last year.
I love how people are like analyzing it and like comparing it to like other things. Like Anthony was comparing it to the Civil War uniform.
Yeah.
Which would line up perfectly.
I mean, it would make sense.
It was supposedly haunted by Civil War soldiers. Another thing we're doing this Halloween season, let me get back up over here out of my reclined position to hit the shameless promotion bell.
Ding.
In the Killjay camp, we're working on a special song that we're going to release this Halloween, mostly just for fun, but also just to let people know we're still alive, we're still out there. Because when you're in the studio, it's easy for people to kind of forget about you. But when you're out on the road playing shows, you're constantly seeing flyers and updates. And when the studio, you kind of withdraw from the public. And I just want to kind of peek our heads up and wave and say, hey, here we are. So we're going to try real hard to finish up what we're working on right now in the studio. We were tracking, what, Night Before Last?
Night Before Last.
Right here. At this very spot.
I think it's going to turn out really good, too.
I was sitting more over there, and you were like more over there.
Yeah, but I think it's going to turn out really good, though. I mean,
I hope so, because if it doesn't, we're not going to play it for them.
No, and you've just completely just ruined it. But, no, I mean, it's going to turn out great. You guys are going to enjoy it. It's going to be a nice little surprise.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and hit a commercial. Since we're talking about the Shadow Stalkers, let's go ahead and hear from them real quick. I wanted to take a minute to tell you about our good friends and sponsors of this show, Shadow Stalkers Paranormal, from Amory, Mississippi.
This isn't your average paranormal thing.
Shadow Stalkers is a nonprofit group that hosts fundraisers for families in need, and they also host fundraisers for historical sites.
Their fundraisers and paranormal investigations are open to the public, and they encourage everyone not to just watch, but to join in.
Look them up on Facebook and feel free to shoot them a message if you have any questions.
They are here to assist you with any paranormal needs you may have.
That's Shadow Stalkers Paranormal. Go search for them on Facebook and check them out. That's Shadow Stalkers Paranormal. Go search for them on Facebook and check them out.
Are you looking to reach a wider audience? Are you looking to get your name out there? Are you looking to go to the next level with advertisement? Well, think no more. Advertise with us at Kill Pop Culture.
Just tell us a little bit about your business and leave the rest to us. We'll build you a state-of-the-art commercial to be played every episode.
We're only going to take on about one or two more sponsors, so be sure to grab these slots up before they're gone.
We have plans to fit any budget, and we can build a commercial for any type of business.
Email killpopculture69@gmail.com today.
I know we kind of closed the chapter on the paranormal stuff that we were talking about, but I forgot to mention one thing that I thought was cool that happened last week. And this isn't the first time that this has happened, but you guys have the Deep South Paranormal t-shirts.
Yes.
Which, by the way, if any of our listeners want to get one, I'm sure...
Yeah, we can hook you up.
I'm sure you can get hooked up through this guy right here.
Yeah.
Even though you can't see me pointing. Anyway, I was wearing my Deep South Paranormal t-shirt, and I was in the checkout line at Walmart, and bear in mind, there was a lot of people behind me waiting to be checked out. And the lady at the checkout counter was like, "Hey, are you into paranormal stuff?" And I said, "Well, my friends are." And that's who gave me this shirt. And she pulls out her cell phone and starts flipping through pictures, like while the whole line's waiting. And she shows me this picture, which was actually pretty crazy. She showed me the picture of this kid wearing sunglasses. And I was like, okay, the kid wearing sunglasses. And she zoomed in. You know how on the iPhone you can, and I guess you can do this on Android, like touch the screen and like spread it apart and make it zoom way
right.
in.
Right, bring it in.
And she said, now look in the reflection in his glasses. And there was a lady in the reflection of his sunglasses. I was like, yeah, I see that. There's a lady there. And she flipped over to the next picture. And it was an older lady.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, that was her. And she's like, yeah, that was my mom. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that definitely looked like her. And she said, that picture was taken like a week after she died. And I was like, ooh, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
See, but yeah, I mean, when I wear that shirt out in public, a lot of people stop me and tell me stories like they know me. I guess the paranormal community is a close-knit family.
I appreciate the shameless promotion stuff there for that.
Man, I am actually still buzzing over last episode. Episode 50, the Michael Sweet interview. That was so awesome.
That's still by far one of my favorites. The questions you asked on that were all the right questions. And, you know, Michael Sweet was, he was kind enough. We basically had 20 minutes with him, and he took a whole 30 minutes because y'all were just shooting the shit. Y'all enjoyed it, having a good conversation. He was enjoying it as much as you were, I think. That's the way I felt, anyway. That conversation, that interview is probably one of my favorites to listen back to now.
I don't mean to pat myself on the back because the position I'm sitting in right now, it would be uncomfortable to
do so. I'll pat
you
on the back.
But no, seriously, I was really proud of myself on that interview. It came easy to me because I wasn't exaggerating. I've literally been a Striper fan since I was a kid. So the only hard part and the challenging in that interview was to try to put a 30-something year career that he's had in the music business into a 20-minute conversation.
Yeah, which ended up being a 30-minute conversation, but it still wasn't enough.
Oh, yeah, I could have talked to him for another hour. And here's another cool thing. As I've said on here many times before, I'm a big fan of Chris Jericho's podcast, Talk is Jericho.
Yeah.
And they actually should send me money as much as I promote them on here. But he was on Talk is Jericho again, this latest episode that just came out. And that really, like, to me, that felt good because he was just on our show, like, was it been 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
And now he's on Talk is Jericho, which Talk is Jericho is a podcast that literally has tens of thousands of subscribers. And I'm like, how legit does that make us?
Right. I mean, we're the, like I said,
we're too legit, man. We're the real deal.
Too legit to quit. Like I said, we're the small town.
I started to say that, but I stopped myself.
I finished it out for you. We're the small town guys. You know, it's a big deal for us to be able to, and it's very humbling to be able to interview these people like we get to do. I have no complaints whatsoever in the way that the interview has turned out.
And we've been getting a good response, too. I've been going out and really, really pushing this episode. I found a lot of Striper fan clubs and stuff like that I've been posting the episode to, and hopefully they'll all listen. And so anyway, I think we've given ourselves permission to have a short podcast tonight. And I always say that reluctantly because there's been times I've said this is going to be a short podcast and we went over. And I can't count the times that I was like, screw it, we're going over tonight. This is going to be a long podcast. And by the time I edit everything out, like winds up being right at an hour.
Right.
So what do we want to do? Do we want to go ahead and talk about Suicide Squad for a minute? We talked about doing that.
I'm okay with that.
Let's do a commercial, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish out talking about Suicide Squad.
Those new band shirts look awesome. Where did you get those done?
At Anarchy Design.
They do screen printing now?
Oh, yeah. They do professional custom screen printing at a very competitive rate.
Well, where can I find them?
Look them up on Facebook, facebook.com/anarchydesign69, or email them at anarchydesign69@gmail.com. You can check out some of their work on their Facebook page. When you're ready to order, you can send them your idea, or they can design it for you. It's a one-stop shop for all your screen printing needs. That's anarchydesign69@gmail.com. It's a one-stop shop for all your screen printing needs. That's anarchydesign69@gmail.com.
You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this because, and I'm still going to do this even though I've been saying it for a long time. We're going to eventually have a segment on this show that's called Movies That Don't Suck, even though people say they do. And you know what it boils down to, I think? Whether or not a movie is successful, they base it on how much money it was supposed to make.
Right.
I base a movie on whether it was good or not off of whether or not it was good. I don't give a crap how much
quality
money it made. Well, take Evil Dead, for example. Army of Darkness was one of the most, by the fans, like it was underground, most revered movies of all time. And fans had been begging for a sequel, but they couldn't do it because they didn't make enough money.
Right.
And I know Batman v Superman didn't make as much money as they said it was going to do, so they said, oh, that movie sucked. Well, no. I mean, I think they spend too much money on movies, but who am I? You know, I'm not in the movie business, so I don't know, but it seems like they spend a lot of money on movies. Like, I went in with low expectations because they got such a bad review.
Right.
And I was just like, I don't get it. I'm watching a good movie here. It makes no sense at all. And there's too many people that follow this hype. You know, there'll be people that say a movie sucks and they'll never go watch that movie. So how the hell do you know it sucks? Why? Because somebody put on a website that it sucks? So anyway, long story short, I mean, I liked almost everything about Suicide Squad. I thought about this a lot, and I chose my words carefully. I don't want to pick on Jared Leto too much.
I do.
Because, well, hear me out. I don't want to pick on him because I genuinely think he put a lot of effort into his portrayal of the Joker.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's a couple of problems here. One is, I understand you got to reinvent the character. The character's been reinvented several times on the big screen. But everybody that has played the Joker has played such an iconic version of that character.
Right.
I mean, even Cesar Romero.
Oh. Jack Nicholson. 1966 was an amazing
Heath Ledger
year.
I mean, all of them, like, iconically portrayed the Joker in such an epic way. Even more so than Batman. I mean, Batman has been portrayed poorly before in the movies. I mean, have you ever heard
George Clooney, the
George Clooney, Val Kilmer debacles?
I don't even want to get into those.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not just a mark for Batman saying, hey, you know, every Batman portrayal has been awesome. No, it hasn't. But every Joker portrayal has been awesome until now. So it wasn't his acting. It wasn't all his fault. It was just the character, like this, the imagery of the character.
Well, it's the way that they wrote the character out, because they made this Joker to be the lover instead of the fighter and the crazy psycho. I mean, they did his little psycho scenes, you know, here and there in the movie, but if you stop to actually analyze the movie, his one goal is to get his love, Harley Quinn, back. That's it. That's his whole motive for the whole movie. So Jared Leto had to look at it and kind of make a Joker spinoff of that. But
you did tell me one thing that I thought was kind of cool, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's a rumor going around that the reason he had all the gold teeth.
Bling, bling.
Yeah, is because he's the Joker that killed Jason Todd, and Batman beat his teeth out.
There's a new rumor going around about it.
Punched his teeth away.
There's a new rumor going about it, too, where he technically did not do it alone, and that's the reason Harley Quinn is in jail now, is because she was part of the beating of Jason Todd. I don't know, because, you know, we've read the comics.
Yeah, and you know when
they always do an updated spin-off of shit.
When Jason Todd, you know, quote-unquote, came back from the dead, a.k.a. Red Hood, his biggest beef was with Batman wasn't that Batman didn't stop the Joker from killing him because, you know, I mean, he tried.
Right.
In Death in the Family.
Right.
He was more mad at him that he didn't kill the Joker. He didn't kill the Joker out of revenge. So they'll be interested to find out, like, if he beat the Joker within, like, an inch of his life or something and knocked all his teeth out. Because Batman is an equal opportunity puncher.
Right.
Like, he will punch people if they need a punching.
Batman has killed people. Spoiler alert. The guy used to, when he originally came out, Batman carried a pistol. Like, he shot people to stop him.
Yeah, that was like Golden Age era.
Right, exactly. But everybody that always says, oh, well, Batman doesn't kill people. No, but I kind of buy into the whole the killing joke scenario of it, of Batman needs the Joker as much as the Joker needs Batman to survive. They thrive on each other. They won't kill each other. They'll kill anybody else or whatever in the DC universe. I mean, Batman is willing to kill Superman if he has to. But he's not going to kill the Joker.
Because he loves him.
I think that...
He loves him.
I think that they need each other. I mean, that makes sense to me.
So it's a love story.
In a sense, yeah. Just without...
A love-hate story.
Yeah, it's just without the love. They just hate each other, but they can't live without each other.
So, I mean, there you have my take on Suicide Squad. I thought it was great. I could sit here and go through everything I thought was great about it, but it's just, you know, one thing that I will say is I like the simplicity of it. Like, they didn't get too complicated.
Right.
Sometimes the storyline gets diluted with all this. I don't know if they're trying to be artsy or just trying to create something different. But sometimes less is more in a movie. Bad guy shows up, good guys have to go kill the bad guys, and the spin on it was these good guys were bad guys, so you had your twist.
Right.
You really didn't have to make it, like, super complicated. It didn't need to be. I mean, look at Deadpool. Deadpool wasn't complicated at all, and everybody loves Deadpool.
Yeah. Well, Suicide Squad, rather, I'm sorry. You had the good guys, the bad guys, and the evil guys. I mean, that's basically how it went.
Are you laughing because what you saw just then?
I am, just a little bit.
For those of you at home or in your car or shower that can't see what happened, my dog, I have about a 70-ish pound Labrador Retriever laying here next to me, and he shuffled his leg paws around and hit my microphone stand and bumped it into my mouth. So,
it's kind of like Mark does me a lot of times when he, like,
I have a new chair now.
Yeah,
so
you have a new chair. It's not
what it was
so
is I would get up and the chair would pop back and hit your microphone stand and knock you out.
Yeah, it would knock me out dead. Like,
yeah,
before.
We had you smelling sauce and everything.
Yeah, back to the moment at hand. Overall, if you still haven't seen it, I mean, this is kind of a spoiler-esque, but it's...
We really haven't given away any spoilers.
No, we didn't go into great...
I planned on giving away spoilers, but I didn't really... I just don't see
There's
it necessary...
There's no need in it.
I don't see it necessary for me to go through everything I liked about the movie. Because, no. I mean, I just, I liked it.
Because you might like something different than I like.
I liked it so much I was confused.
Right.
Because I'd already heard all these bad reviews, and I was like, what?
It's a really, really good movie. If you haven't seen it, go. It's worth the money.
Okay, so that's what we think about Suicide Squad. During the break, we argued back and forth about what song to play. And I want to go ahead and make it clear to everyone, if you are a band that plays any music of any kind, you have an open invitation to send us. If you want to be played on the show, all you have to do is hit us up. You don't have to send us the music.
Most
of the time, we
band.
Go out and find, like, if you've got something on YouTube or Reverb Nation or somewhere like that, we can probably just get it off internet like we've done before. But just give us a heads up and say, hey, we'd love to be featured on the show. We'll at least play your song. We may play
tell
a song.
Tell us what song you want.
We may play your song and interview you.
Right. We still try to...
We're trying to find...
Locals.
This podcast is listed under the category of music because we talk about music, we're in bands, and I want to play a song every show. Matter of fact, I just talked to John Horn last week. Illyria's back together. I like a good comeback story, so we're going to get them to come in studio, and they're going to hang out and do a acoustic performance and talk all about their comeback and why they decided to dust off the gloves and get back in. I'm going to figure out a song to play. By the time this airs and that I edit all this stuff down, I will have picked a song, and I will play it, like, now.
Now.
Editor's update. I got a hold of my good friends in Little Rock, Arkansas, a band called Red Devil Lies. Told them I wanted to do a song. They sent me a song, but I'm actually going to play a different one than what they sent me. Reason being is I've set up an interview I'm going to have with them in just a few short weeks, and we're going to play The Devil Seed. We're going to talk about all the stuff they've got going on, all the stuff they're doing. The song I'm going to play for you right now is called Through Fire and Brimstone, and this is actually the acoustic version, but I encourage you to go on Reverb Nation and check out the full band version as well. I actually had trouble deciding which one I wanted to do because they both sound so great. Again, that's Red Devil Lies. They're good friends of ours. They're really awesome. You really need to check them out. And here in just a few weeks, we're going to have them on the air.
Through fire and brimstone, I breathe through.
like we said earlier in the podcast, we do want to hear from you. I mean, we want some emails. Send us some emails.
Ghost stories.
Ghost stories. I mean, just even if it's a hey, what's up? You know, let us know that you're out there.
And I do get like face-to-face verbal feedback a lot.
Yeah, I do sometimes too. You probably get stuff more than I do because I try not to go outside of my house no more than I have to.
It's overrated.
It really is.
But anyway, I think that's a show. I know this one's a little shorter than normal, but we got so many things coming up. This month is over. But they're in
September.
Next month we have Delta Fan Fest, and then the next month we have the whole month of October.
Oh, we got Delta Fan Fest, and what happens that following Monday?
Well, we haven't figured that out.
No,
sure
it's going to happen.
We're working out logistics now.
But it's going to happen.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw is coming to Tupelo. And I think it would be a damn crime if we didn't go.
We got to go.
But that's the night after Delta Fan Fest, so that's going to be... We'll make it happen. It'd be a damn shame if we didn't go. I would be sitting here watching it going, my God, it's 20 minutes from here.
Yeah, we're going to sit here and watch it.
And then something awesome would happen, like The Undertaker would come out and like kill everybody.
And you would kick yourself because you are The Undertaker's biggest fan.
It'll be like that time. I'll tell this story real quick before we go off the air. I went and saw Metallica, and it took me way too long to go see Metallica live. It just, the cards never aligned, or like Killjoy had a gig like when they were somewhere close, and the stars just never aligned for me to go see Metallica. Well, finally, a few years ago, I got to go see them on the Death Magnetic Tour in St. Louis. It was awesome. Well, a few weeks after that, some friends of mine called me up, and they were like, hey, we're going to go see Metallica in Nashville. And I was like, hey, I just saw them, but sure, I'll go. So we all got tickets. Well, something happened. I don't even remember if it was like a family emergency with them, and they couldn't make it. So I was basically going to go see Metallica by myself.
I'd have gone.
Well, it's not that I didn't think about it, but I had that argument with myself. I was like, I just saw them. It was awesome. I'm probably going to go see them again someday. So I sold my ticket on eBay.
Yeah, I can see that.
Big mistake. That was the night that Lemmy came out and sang with them on stage.
Oh, sucks to be you.
No kidding. I was like, my God, never again will I make that mistake.
My God, he's broken in half.
My great Scott, stop the damn match. That was pretty good.
That was really good.
I'm glad I'm good at something. All right, before this gets crazy, let's sign off. Tell them you love them. I know you do.
You love them. I know you do. I love you too. Mwah.
I hope you're not talking to me.
No, you told me to say that.
You're talking
so
to
I
them.
Said that.
Okay.
I said what you said say. Oh, I'm sorry. Love you. Mean it.
We're going to ride off in the sunset. We'll catch you guys down the road. Love you. Bye.